Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if the team you bet on is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No problem. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app. See how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a moneyline bet on Thursday night, and if your team's up by 10 or more points, you'll win at the half. Only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. D.C. and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Let's do some NFL true or false, Brendan. Hit me with some questions.
Okay, let's start off with, are the Bengals for real, true or false?
What does for real mean?
Like a
like
playoff
the one
contender.
Seed where they are now, a division champion, or
yeah,
just
division
a playoff
champion,
team?
Playoff team, that kind of thing.
They're a playoff team this year. They're good enough to be a playoff team this year. They're very explosive offensively. You know, the Burrow, the Jamar Chase, the tight end that nobody knew about before the season started, Uzoma, who keeps catching touchdowns, Higgins when he's healthy, Mixon in the backfield. My God, Samaje Perine is making Jay Gruden look good in Cincinnati. This is an explosive offensive team with one of the best combinations, quarterback, wide receiver, with other weapons on offense. They are definitely for real. They're definitely going to be a playoff team this year, in my opinion. I don't know if that comes via an AFC North title or not, but they are for real, the Bengals. And you and I both had a sense of this early on, because I remember a conversation that we had about them early on. You know, they pummeled the Steelers as an underdog on the road in week three. They had already beaten the Vikings, and we started to think going into that Packers game, this is going to be a test, and they passed it against the Packers. They could have very easily won that game. You know, they missed field goals. There were, you know, whatever the number of field goals missed by both teams in that game. But yeah, they are for real.
Let me follow up with this. Is Jamar Chase the best wide receiver prospect since Calvin Johnson?
Well, I didn't feel that way going into the draft. I liked Devontae Smith as much as I liked Jamar Chase. It worried me that Jamar Chase sat out last year. I knew what Jamar Chase was, you know, potential-wise, but I really was a massive Devontae Smith fan. So I'm not going to play revisionist history here, but obviously, the start to the season he's having, this guy looks like, you know, truly an elite number one receiver in the league as a rookie. And it only means, you know, big things to come because he's got the quarterback with him.
I mean, he's just been absolutely incredible. Moving over to the NFC, who will be the final two NFC playoff teams?
All right, so we talked about this earlier, the final two NFC playoff teams, because right now, Arizona at 7-0, the Rams, Buccaneers, Packers at 6-1, the Cowboys at 5-1. So you've sort of got five spots accounted for right now. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're handing them to them already, but you have this major disparity in the NFC with very top-heavy records and then a lot of mediocre records. Right now, New Orleans would be the 6 and Minnesota would be the 7. I don't think New Orleans is very good, and Minnesota's got a brutal, brutal schedule. I think the final two teams are going to be the Atlanta Falcons and then, I want to say Minnesota because they're a good football team, but their next four games are the Cowboys, Ravens, Chargers, Packers. I mean, they could be out of it before the month of December starts. Just because of their schedule. They could lose, you know, all of those games on field goals at the gun, like essentially they lost their other three football games. I'll go Atlanta. God, New Orleans isn't very good, but they're good defensively. I'll say Atlanta and New Orleans.
I'm going to say Atlanta and Minnesota, just because as tough as the Vikings schedule is, the Saints schedule is tougher. They still have to play the Titans, the Cowboys, the Bucks twice, and the Bills.
Did you consider San Francisco at all?
I actually am considering Seattle more if they get Russell Wilson back.
Why? Do they have a weak schedule?
I don't think they have a difficult schedule, and I also just think Russell Wilson's the best quarterback of the group with great weapons.
Right. What is the timeline on him coming back?
I believe he could be back as soon as the Washington game.
Yeah. Boy, they really needed one of the two that they nearly got against the Steelers and the Saints. You know, 2 3-point losses with Geno Smith. If they could have gotten one of those, I would have said the same thing because they play the Jags this week. They have the Texans on the schedule. So that's not a bad, by the way, choice. But you and I are both in on Atlanta.
Yeah, I just feel like they're the better offense between the two, and the defense...
They're not a better offense than Minnesota's offense.
Well, no, between them and the Saints. I don't think both teams are making it because they both still have to play the Bucks twice.
All right. We got to get out of here. We can do more of this tomorrow. Back tomorrow, Paul Charchin will be on the show. Tim Legler scheduled to be on the show as well. Stay tuned. Travis is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.